Nathaniel Nieminen is standing in front of one of Vic Muniz's huge high-resolution photographs. In white, in the center, is the photo's focus, a man murdered in a bathtub. His right arm hangs to the floor, and his left hand is a letter. It's the death of Murat.
Yeah, I actually know who this is. This was in the French Revolution. This is Murat. That's what it says, yeah. When you look really close, it's so cool.
He steps forward and focuses on the details, and that is when the similarities vanish. Where Jacques-Louis David used oil paint, Brazilian artist Vic Muniz used
Coke bottles, there's toilet seats, chairs, all kinds of other knickknacks, dishes, just all kinds of garbage. Yeah.
In fact, this is an exhibit full of recreations of famous paintings designed out of garbage. It's called Garbage Matters, and it's currently on display at the Mint Museum uptown. Think of Botticelli's Venus, looking through eyes made of nuts and bolts, and rising from a sea of trash. The work behind the photos was messy, long, and labor-intensive. And according to Muniz, that was intentional.
The more complicated the process, sometimes the more the picture inspires you to get deeper and deeper into the picture. You know, it makes you wonder how that was made.
And this process is the subject of the documentary Wasteland. It follows Muniz as he sets up a studio next to Rio de Janeiro's largest landfill, Jardim Gramajo. At the time, it received more trash than any other landfill in the world. But working on a growing pile of trash, over 300 feet high and 14 million feet across, has its challenges. The smell is a big one. Another is the methane gas that trash releases as it decomposes.
You never feel quite safe because you could have a burst of methane gas or, you know, you're walking, sometimes you just walk into a flame because you don't see it. There's all this burning gas coming from the ground. And the ground, whenever a truck goes by, it feels like you're on top of a heap of jello.
The project was a social challenge. Muniz wanted to involve people outside of Brazil's wealthy circles where art conversation is concentrated. So he employed a group that never interacted with high art, the catadores. They're an informal workforce that collect and sell recyclables they find in the landfill. Working in his huge studio, the catadores assembled the recyclables into recreations of famous images. Muniz then took a photo from above. The resulting photos, pictures of garbage, broke gallery attendance records in Brazil. The documentary Wasteland was nominated for an Oscar.
To realize that these ideas, they can grow and transcend, you know, your range of influence is quite amazing.
Vic Muniz will give a free lecture at the Uptown Mint Museum tonight at 6:30. The museum will screen the documentary Wasteland later this month. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.